T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning here at 7:46 on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
City staff recommends closing Wichita's Clap Golf Course.
Two.
Wichita schools considering fences around all elementary school playgrounds.
One.
Suspect jailed in Wichita's latest homicide. Three big things. Stephen 10 on KNSS.
And we've got that report of a grass fire. Might want to continue to avoid that area. That's Walker and Osage, pretty close to West High School. Watch for a slowdown there. Also got the gasoline prices out there. Just got a call from traffic tracker Jason. Said Kellogg and Broadway, $2.57 a gallon. A couple of other places he spotted $2.57 out there as well. Traffic update from KNSS Radios, brought to you by Joe DeBrava. Carl's Goodyear Tire, headed downtown at Market and Waterman. In the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 86 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 61. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 86. Right now, very pleasant, partly cloudy, 65 degrees. We have a west wind at 7 miles per hour. Are you ready for golf, boating, and all the other outdoor activities that come with this time of year? We call it summer. Summer started today, you know. Don't forget your hat for ultimate sun protection. Go see the best selection in town and the best service at Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 7:48 now, Stephen 10. And just a moment ago, we were talking about the hot dog water and the keto. Term keto was brought up, Ted. And I've done some research here. Got our crack research team working on this. The ketogenic diet is a low-carb, moderate-protein, and high-fat diet which puts the body into a metabolic state known as ketosis. When your body is in a state of ketosis, the liver produces ketones, which become the main energy source for the body. The ketogenic diet is also referred to as keto diet, low-carb diet, and low-carb, high-fat. So it's awesome.
Which is compatible with the hot dog water.
The hot dog water. Now, as long as we're on hot dogs today, and we might as well continue the hot dog theme, a woman is recovering from injuries to her face after being hit by a hot dog.
What?
It happened as she sat in the stands at the Philadelphia Phillies game, and the team mascot launched the hot dog, wrapped in duct tape, in the crowd. Oh, this is what, it wasn't just a hot dog, it was wrapped in duct tape. It's something that has been done for years without anyone being injured until now. Kathy McVeigh describes what happened.
It just came so fast, and it just hit me like that. I understand a baseball, but not a hot dog.
Yeah, McVeigh is suffering from a shoulder injury, so she couldn't swat the hot dog away. She was helpless.
Good grief.
Team has apologized, offered her tickets to any game. I wonder if she's probably still digging the relish out of her nostrils. What do you think?
Well, you might remember this happened at a Royals game a few years ago when Slugger shot a hot dog, and it hit the woman and injured her in the eye.
Oh, so they've got these hot dog cannons in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might be fun
and
to
I don't
cook
think
out.
The Royals do that anymore because of that. I think she sued them.
Last time I was up there, they weren't doing that stuff.
So they don't do that anymore.
All right. Okay, we had a mixed close on Wall Street Wednesday.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 42 points at 24,657. The NASDAQ gained almost 56 at 77.81. The S&P 500 up 5 at 27.67. Technology helped to lead the way. In fact, we saw all-time record highs for Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Netflix. And 21st Century Fox up 7.5% to another record high. This as Disney hikes its bid for Fox assets up to $71.3 billion. That tops Comcast's offer of $65 billion. 21st Century Fox is the parent company of Fox News. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Turkey is imposing tariffs on nearly two dozen U.S. products, ranging from cars to sunscreen, to strike back at Washington's sanctions on imported steel and aluminum. That's Turkey. Australia's Prime Minister has achieved an important political victory with the Senate passing personal income tax cuts worth about $106 billion American over a decade. So they're cutting taxes, personal income tax in Australia.
Crikey.
7:51 now, Steve and Ted, and the new Air Force tankers are on the way here for Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Boeing Defense confirming Wednesday that the U.S. Air Force can expect the first delivery of the Pegasus refueling tanker in October, and it's coming to McConnell Air Force Base. McConnell is the main operating base for the tanker. It'll eventually be home to 36 of the 179 tankers Boeing plans to build. UMB's Chris Howell has some additional responsibilities at UMB. The bank's Gil Trout has moved to Emprise Bank. Howell has assumed some of Trout's responsibilities. He's added leadership of the Kansas Commercial Operations to his work as Wichita Market President. Howell will continue to be based in Wichita. Trout has been with UMB for 15 years. It's a big day today. The Wichita Business Journal celebrating the 40 Under 40 Awards at a dinner tonight at the Hyatt. 40 professionals under 40 years old recognized for their careers, their work in the community, and their willingness to help others. It's the 21st 40 Under 40 Awards. After tonight, the WBGA will have recognized 840 young professionals. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Now, how does one qualify to be 40 under 40?
Well, you have to be under 40, first of all.
I got that part.
And then a nomination form is submitted on your behalf, talking about all the great things you've done. And then after we had more than 100, almost 200 nominations this year.
Wow.
And then a committee whittles it down to the 40.
So I would not be eligible because of the age limitation then, right?
No, that that ship sailed a few years
ago.
Yeah,
could that be considered a geezer discrimination there or something?
That could be, I suppose, if you want to make that case.
So, Steve, that 80 under 80 application form that you've given, is that legit?
I made that up.
Oh.
No, that's that's not true.
It was handwritten. I didn't think it was legit.
Yeah.
Did you recognize my penmanship?
Yeah.
I have excellent penmanship.
That was odd.
So today is the first day of summer. Started at 5:07 our time this morning.
Summertime.
Were you up at 5:07 to celebrate the oncoming of summer there, Bill?
I was awake at 5:07. I did not realize that was the exact moment that
you could probably tell because the temperature went down and it's now more like spring. We're going in the wrong direction.
Right. You feel the Earth start tilting back.
Yeah,
at 5:07.
Yeah. Is that what? The Earth. Yeah, okay, I got it. The solstice, right? So today is National Daylight Appreciation Day. Ted, you told me that daylight is getting shorter during the summer. Is that right or longer? I think the days are getting longer.
That's not correct.
Okay. Well, I'm not very good at astrology. But anyway, it's Daylight Appreciation Day, so while the daylight is out there, go out and do something fun. That's what the whole deal is, okay?
There you go.
And don't forget your sunscreen, okay?
Right.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got new details on Wichita's latest homicide and the burial of Kate Spade in Kansas City today. Ted Woodward has the latest sports. Of course, Kate Spade, the fashion person. Ted's got sports coming up. What's in sports, Ted?
Wichita Open Golf Tournament underway. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the Blair with Ted Woodward.
Got some good items coming your way at 8:35 this morning.
And weather and traffic, and that looks pretty good for the next few couple of days. 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted right here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.